You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's education industry is booming, becoming the nation's third largest export behind iron ore and coal. However, a new report from the Centre for Independent Studies is warning Australian universities are enrolling what it calls an unsustainable number of foreign students. In particular, report author Salvatore Bobones says the number of Chinese students poses a risk to the industry.
It's healthy to have foreign students. The problem is when you have so many foreign students that you depend on them for your very financial survival. Australian universities have made a long-term bet that their international student numbers will continue to rise forever. And so they've made investments in plant and equipment and in staff that can't easily be reversed if the international students were suddenly to withdraw.
The report looked at seven Australian universities which have high exposure to the Chinese market. They are Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide and Queensland universities, along with ANU, UNSW and UTS. All seven universities were found to rely heavily on Chinese revenue, with each having higher proportions of international and Chinese students than any other university in the United States has. Chinese students in particular account for more than 50% of the international students and about 10% of the total student cohort. While Professor Bobones believes cultural diversity is important, he says universities are putting themselves at risk.
The risk, in a nutshell, is that they could leave. And that could be for political reasons or reputational reasons, but most likely the problems could be financial. We see the trade war going on right now between the U.S. and China, which puts severe pressure on the Chinese economy and the Chinese currency. That could blow back in the face of Australian universities in a sudden withdrawal of Chinese students.
The main representative group for Australia's university sector is defending the industry's foreign student policy. Katrina Jackson from Universities Australia says students from overseas enrich the culture of the nation's university system.
So international education is a great Australian success story. By building it up over 50 years, we've enhanced the quality of education for both local, domestic students and for international students.
It's a sentiment shared by many Australian-born university students who welcome foreign students in their cohort.
Well, it's always beneficial to meet a lot of people. Every international student I've met has their own unique personality, and to be honest, I've enjoyed studying with them.
However, recent clashes at Australian universities between mainland China and Hong Kong pro-democracy supporters has raised questions about China's influence. Pro-Beijing rallies have caused numerous federal politicians to raise concerns about the Chinese Communist Party's power over Australian universities. Grattan Institute Program Director Andrew Norton says as foreign student enrolment numbers increase, so does their influence.
Now that international students are getting very large numbers on campus, they're starting to win student elections. And so at the University of Sydney, they've taken control of the Student Representative Council. And so that means that views that might reflect the Chinese Communist Party's interests can be represented in student politics.
University of Sydney Student Representative Councillor Abby says that view fails to recognise each student as an individual.
There are a lot of Chinese students that hold Chinese mainland passport here on campus, but then again, the media shouldn't just be labelling them all into one group that's all just speaking with one unifying voice. We should respect individuals with their own opinion.
Sydney University has responded to the report saying international students serve a key role in Australia's foreign policy agenda, and it's diversifying its international student base by growing enrolments from other regions. The Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says ultimately it's up to universities themselves to decide.
I'm not seeing anything when it comes to those seven universities that is mentioned in that report that shows that in any way that they're being fiscally irresponsible. And they understand the importance of making sure that they can continue to operate in a way that is fiscally responsible.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.